And but you also encounter a big diversity of what it means to be Hispanic. One way I would put it is, if you meet one Hispanic person, you have met one Hispanic person.
Hey friends, you're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast. We're still celebrating Hispanic heritage and the diversity that we find in the Dallas Metro and in our own faith community. This week, Joel interviews Alex and Bia, who are members of the community and are both from Colombia. Enjoy.
Well, hey everyone. Thanks for listening. We are here talking with Alex and Bia, a couple of my friends, about Hispanic Heritage Month. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Sure. So, hey, I am Bia. Beatriz Rincón is my full name. I am from Colombia, and I came here to USA 5 years ago. So, and I have been learning how to is the Hispanic life here in USA. And that is something that is pretty new for my life. And it's just, that is my small introduction.
What is the difference between Hispanic life in the USA versus what you experienced growing up?
Well, I grew up in a culture that everyone likes music, is loud, is having around the family all the time. Mm-hmm. That is how I grew up. Here is a different mindset. Sure. Is you have to see how to make your community. There is that you belong to a community. You don't have to look for habit. And that is kind of the part of my journey, being Hispanic here.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that, Bia. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, we both Bia and I grew up, my name is Alex, and we both grew up in similar backgrounds. We're both from Colombia. And I would second a lot of the things she said. We are a very musical culture. We dance, we hug, we are very close to each other. You have a community by definition in your family and your friends, and your friends are for everything. It's not segmented. So when you come here, you learn, you try to fit in, you compartmentalize your life in a way, which is the opposite of what we're used to. And but you also encounter a big diversity of what it means to be Hispanic. One way I would put it is, if you meet one Hispanic person, you have met one Hispanic person.
Yeah.
Because we are from Colombia. We don't like spicy food.
Yeah.
We are very outgoing and dancing. There are other parts in Latin America where they like spicy food, or they are shy and don't dance, or, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so many different backgrounds. And then you put the layer on people that are born here with Hispanic heritage. And that is a completely different experience. So it is hard to overstate the diversity of the Latin community.
Yeah, I love that you're highlighting that so many people can see that label and it just becomes a monolithic, like flattened idea of a label. And you're right, there's so much nuance and such diversity. That's beautiful. So let me ask you guys, what is your favorite things about your particular Hispanic culture?
Feel that everything is going to have the possibility to a party.
That's awesome.
We love to have fun. I would say we are always looking for to be friendly, supportive. That is one of the things that I miss so much about to be there. And I really enjoy it.
The food is also great. There is the mix of Spanish heritage with native Indian heritage, and in some cases, in some other cases, African culture as well in Colombia, we have also a lot of African-American heritage. So that mm-hmm. mix creates a blend of flavors and food that we really like. And a lot of music, as I said, you know, you recognize the Colombian in a restaurant when they play music and people sitting there start.
Yeah, if you can't see, Alex is moving his shoulders. He's put a little groove in the Zoom. All right, what else? Tell me more about, like, let's just imagine that I know nothing about Colombia or Colombian culture. If I go down there, let's say I'm going to go down there and take a trip, what are, like, the top couple things that you're like, Joel, you have to do this?
Well, first, you're going to meet the people. We were, for many years and decades, very close to immigration and visits, you know, the security situations and all that. So people are still not used to seeing so many foreigners. And yeah. We love when people visit. We love it. You will see that you get to know people and everybody's friendly. Everybody's going to try to help you out and make you have a good time and make sure that you try the food, that you try the fruits, the variety of fruits. You have to go in any Colombian town, you'll see the markets. So you can go to the markets and go there and taste the foods. There's a lot of colonial places to visit. And the one place I would recommend the most is the Gold Museum in Bogota. You can see how much skill and culture the indigenous people of Colombia had and the beautiful pieces that they created. We only have, you're overwhelmed by what you see, but that's only a fraction of what was there when you came in. So beautiful heritage as well.
That's awesome.
And obviously we have great places like Cartagena, like Medellin, Cali, multiple cities that have all kind of passages, the diversity of mountains you have and lakes and rivers is so rich on animals and you know, and
it's the second country with the most birds, for instance.
Wow, you guys are making me want to go there.
Sure, and the best coffee, remember.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, so what does it mean to you guys that your faith community is acknowledging and celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month?
Well, for us, it's very personal. One thing that we noticed when we transitioned to an American church or an English church was learning how to navigate being ourselves, being our authentic selves,
sure,
with our community. And our life group has been wonderful. At the beginning, when we started meeting in life group, they probably noticed that we hug a lot. We're a very touchy culture.
Yeah.
Maybe there was some discomfort at the beginning, but later on we noticed how they were expecting us when we got there to be embracing, to be loud, to be ourselves. And they show us love for that. So this is another step on that. The relationships create the care. The relationship creates the bond. And we see that the community cares for us to be ourselves, our authentic selves, and to contribute what we bring to the table.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And something like we as a Hispanic community, we used to be invisible for so many things. And that is part of the journey that Alex and I are taking at this point, is that we really want to have our Hispanic community out of that invisibility, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is what you see, the voting is an act of love. It's like we have so much Hispanic people here, but they don't vote. They don't want to be noticed. And that is an Hispanic issue.
Yeah, so I hear you saying, for those who can't see, there's signs in their background that that voting is an act of love, and B is talking about this passion that they both have around helping the Hispanic community step into their voice, your visibility, right?
Correct. That is right.
Mm.
Yeah, because as Bia says, we are almost the largest minority in the country, but you don't see the same cohesion and voice and representation that we should have based on just the number of people that were here. And you see that in your journey, because of our culture in ways, because we favor the group versus the individual.
Yeah,
you don't see people standing out so much, and we are everywhere. We're in your neighborhood. We're in your workplace. We're in even in positions of decision, but we tend to blend in and not stand out. And that sometimes it means that we don't feel like we don't have a voice, and we need to recover that. We need to be able to add our voice to the conversation and be part of it. And voting is one important way of doing that.
I love that. Oh, you guys are such beautiful hearts. I'm so grateful for you guys. Thank you so much for joining and talking about your Hispanic heritage.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. This is very special for us. Thank you. Life in Deep Ellum.
Yeah. Peace.